Today's Daf HaShavua Shirin Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olea HaShalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the last word on the line, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. A brief Hagdama before we begin the actual Gemara. We have learned in our Mishnah that the Hasidim HaRishonim used to wait Shoah Achas Kaidim Tefillah. And although normally the word Shoah in Gemara means a short while, here the Mishnah means that they actually waited an hour. But that was only for the Hasidim HaRishonim, the previous generations of pious people. But for regular people, they're not mechuyev to wait an hour before davening, to get ready for davening. However, they have to wait a short amount. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tzadik Gimel Sifkat Nalef tells us that the amount that they have to wait is the amount of time it takes to walk 8 tvachim, which is a very brief period. But in that brief period, they have to be mechavin their lave that they're going to daven. In other words, when a person enters shul, he doesn't begin davening right away. He has to wait at least a short amount. And our Gemara is going to give us a pasuk that shows that we are obligated to do that. Begins the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Zeh shehu oimidu mispalel, a person who gets up to daven, tzorech leishev shtei yeshivas. He has to sit, and not only sit, but tarry. He has to be shoeh, he has to wait two times, two periods of sitting. Achas ad shele yispalel, one time he sits before he davens, v'achas mishe yispalel, and one time he sits after davening. That is similar to the Hasidim HaRishonim, who besides waiting an hour before davening and davening for an hour, they also waited an hour after davening, as we're going to see the Gemara on Daf Nun Dalet Amid Aleph. So here too, after a person davens, he also has to briefly wait. Again, as the Magen Avraham told us, we don't have to wait the entire hour, but a brief period we must wait. And Bepashtus, the reason for this is that a person should not indicate that he has to run out of shul, that the whole davening is a tirch, it's a burden for him. Rather, after he finishes davening, he still tarries, he sits, he waits, and doesn't run out right away. How do we know that you have to wait before davening and after davening? How do we know what's the source for these two sittings, these two yeshivas? Ad shele yisbalel, before he davened, the pasuk says, Ashrei yoshrei veisecho, praiseworthy are those who sit in your house, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the pasuk ends, Oid Yahalucha Sela, they will yet praise you. So we see here there is a sitting before the praise. Tosfos in the Bavli Brachos Daf Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, Divrei HaMaskil Kodem Tefilasei tells us that because of this Gemara, which is found also in the Bavli there, in Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, and Brachos, because of that, we are magdim this pasuk of Ashrei Yoshrei Veisecha, which is found in Tehillim, Perik Pei Dalid, before we say Tehillah LeDavid Arimimcha. That whole kapitel Tehillim is in Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei. The pasuk of Ashrei Yoshrei Veisecha is found earlier in Pei Dalid. But we begin, says Tosfos, with the pasuk Ashrei Yoshrei Veisecha. We added on to Tehillah LeDavid to indicate that it is this pasuk of Ashrei that shows us that we have to be shoeh, we have to wait, we have to sit before davening. That's why we start Tehillah LeDavid with the pasuk of Ashrei Yoshrei Veisecha. Continues the Gemara on Daf Nun Dalet Amid Aleph. Achas Mishe Yispalel. You have to sit down, wait after davening. Where's the source for this? The pasuk states, "Ach tzadikim yoidu lishmecha." The tzadikim will give thanks to your name, and then the pasuk concludes, "Yeshvu yisharim espanecha." That upright, the yisharim, will linger in your presence. They won't run out right away from the shul, but they will wait. They will sit there. And now the Gemara relates our Mishnah, but adds on to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we only saw that they waited an hour before davening. as the Mishnah stated, Chasidim Harishonim Hayushon Shah Achas Umispalim. But now, here the Bryce is going to tell us, Chasidim Harishonim Hayushon Shah Achas, as it said in the Mishnah, Umispalim Shah, which the Mishnah didn't tell us. They used to also daven for an hour. And then, Vishoyin Shah Achas Lachat Filosan, they used to wait another hour after davening. So they were mekayim, the two yeshivas, one before davening, one after the davening, but they didn't do it briefly. Since they were chassidim, they did it for a total hour. My Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Ruderman Zitzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Ner Yisrael in Baltimore, explained, even though we said before the inyan of waiting after davening is to show it's not a tircha, but especially 1 hour, a person could show it's not a tircha in a minute. He could show it in 10 minutes. What was the purpose of an hour of the Chasidim or Rishonim after davening? And he said that the first hour before davening was preparation, being mechaven yourself for davening. And then the hour of davening itself. The hour after davening was to meditate, be mizbonein, and through that to keep the mila, that which a person had raised himself up through his preparation to davening, through the hour of davening itself, now don't fall down to your previous madrega. Keep that madrega. How do you keep it? By waiting an hour after davening and meditating. In that manner, a person is able to keep the madrega that he has gained in the previous 2 hours. However, the Gemara asks a very important question. If every tefillah shachris mincha ma'ariv, they would take 3 hours for each tefillah, an hour before, an hour during, an hour after, three times a day. That's 9 hours a day. So, when did they have enough time to learn Torah? When did they have enough time to do work? Rabbi Yitzchak Rebbe Eliezer, answered, Al Yidei, Shehoi Chasidim, since they were so pious, Hoysa Bracha Nitenes B'Torasan. A Bracha was given in their Torah, U Bracha Nitenes B'Melachton. A Bracha was done in their, was given for their Melacha. The Pnei Moshe explains, the Bracha for Torah, she in the top Pnei Moshe, Shehitzlichu Lohavin Ula Haskel Miyad V'loi HaYashayim. In the payback for waiting those 3 hours for each tefillah, the Rebbeinu Shlom made it that they didn't have to wait to understand the Torah. Normally, a person would have to be miyageya, work very hard, spend hours and hours to understand a point of the Torah. By them, they immediately grasped it. So they were able in a short time to accomplish what it took others much more time to accomplish. And the same with Malacha. They were able to earn enough money to exist from on very limited amount of time spent on making a parnasa. Because the Rebbeinu Shlom gave a bracha. With the bracha of the Rebbeinu Shlom, a person can spend a short amount of time a day and have enough to subsist from. In the next Gemara, we will learn the Yerushalmi, and then we will learn the same sugya in the Bavli, Brachas, Stavov, Amid Aleph, and Vav, Amid Beis, and then we'll come back to the Yerushalmi through what we have seen in the Bavli. Begins the Gemara, Chuna Omar, this is the same as Rav Huna, in fact this same memra is found in the Bavli that Rav Huna said it. Here in the Yerushalmi he's referred to as Chuna. Chuna Omar, Chuna said, HaMispal HaChari Beis HaKnesses Nikra Rasha, a person who davens behind a shul, outside of a shul, and the pashtus of this Yerushalmi is he doesn't enter into the shul. He's called a rosha shenemar, as the pasuk states. Saviv Yerushalmi is haleichun, that the Yerushalmi will walk around the makom kaddish. They will not enter the makom kaddish. And Rav Chuna continues to say, Rav Chuna Amar, call me she'ena nichnas bebeis haknesses boilum hazeh. Just as like there's a shul here in Olam Hazeh, there's a shul in Olam Haba. If you don't go to shul in Olam Hazeh, you will not enter the shul in Olam Haba. Matam, what's the reason? Because Saviv Rosham is Aleichun. Because you're a Rasha, you didn't enter shul. So just like in this world you didn't enter shul, in the next world you will be saviv yishalechan. You will walk around the shul, behind the shul. You won't enter into the shul in loss of lavot. So the pashtus of the Yerushalmi here is that the person is a rasha because he's right next to the shul, and yet he doesn't enter. And we see this from the Hemshech, from the next memra that Rav Chana said, that kol mi she'ein nechus be'basic knesset b'al mezeh, ein nechus be'basic knesset l'asod lavi. That's his avera here. That's his avla, that he was mispal achari basic knesset, and he didn't enter into the basic knesset. This would seem to be the pashtus of the Yerushalmi. However, if we look in the same sugi in the Bavli, we find that there's another condition here. Amar Rav Chana, Kol ha-mispal ha-chari beisek neses, nikar rasha, shenemar, saviv, rishomis ha-leichon. The exact same, the Gemara that we have here in the Yerushalmi. But now, Abaya adds a caveat. Amar Abaya, loy amoran, we only said this halacha of Rav Chana, ela deloy mahadir ape lebeik nishta. That's only if he did not turn his face around facing the shul. Avol mahadir ape lebeik nishta. But if he turned his face towards the shul, then even if he is a chayre basic neses, less lambo, there's no problem. He didn't do anything wrong. Now the Bavli goes ahead to tell us of an incident that happened. Hahu gavra, there was this certain man, the kamatzli a chayre beik knisha, that he was davening behind the shul. V'loy mahadir ape lebeik knisha, and he didn't face the shul. Cholof Elio went by, chazia, he saw him. Idmale, he appeared to this man, Kitaya, Rashi says, like an Arabian businessman. Amarle, so Elio said to him, Kadu bar kayam to kamimorach, do you have a second God in front of Hashem? You're not turning towards the shul, you're turning away from Hashem? You have another deity that you are praying to? Sholof Safsar, he took out his sword, Vikatlai, and he killed him. This is the Gemara on Daf Vav Amid Beis. On Daf Vav Amid Aleph, we have a Tosfos that really should be on Daf Vav Amid Beis, but they published it on Daf Vav Amid Aleph. So Tosfos brings down a Rashi, which if we look in our Rashi on Vav Amid Beis, it doesn't say what Tosfos says. So Tosfos had a different gears than Rashi. What is the case exactly here? And the issue revolves around what exactly is the achorei beis haknesses in the back of the shul, behind the shul. Pirush Rashi, and we're quoting out of Tosfos in Brachas Bavli Vav Amud Aleph, kol pischei batnei knesiyos hayu lemizrach. All of their doors entering the shul were to the east. We're talking about Bavel. Bavel is Iraq, present-day Iraq, is to the east of Eretz Yisrael. So we daven in North America to the east, because we're west of Eretz Yisrael. But Bavel, which was to the east of Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have a Mizrach Vant in front of the shul, they had a Maariv. The door was in the east, the entranceway, and when you came in, you would daven towards Maariv. Tosfos later brings down a Gemara that we have in the Bavli, we've had it in the Yerushalmi as well, that wherever you are in the world, you have to daven towards Yerushalayim. As it says, V'ispalu elecha derech artzim. They'll daven to you through Eretz Yisrael. Wherever they are in the world, they will turn towards Eretz Yisrael and daven towards you. So they, as we'll soon see, Tosfos speaks this out clearly, they had the doorway in their shuls in the east. They would enter and then they would daven towards the west, which was towards Yerushalayim. So Tosfos quotes Rashi as saying, "Kol pischei batei knesiyos hayu lemizrach v'achoreihem," and the backs of the shul was lemaariv. In other words, the way Tosfos has Rashi's girsa, the front of the shul is considered the entranceway. The back of the shul would be the Maariv wall, where everyone was davening towards that wall, which is towards Eretz Yisrael, but that's considered the back of the shul, not the front. We would refer to it as the front of the shul. But the way Tosfos has Rashi's girsa, that's considered the back of the shul. So this person is behind the Aron Kodesh in the behind the western part of the shul. V'zeh mispalach ari beis haknesses, he's on the west, and he is facing towards Yerushalayim. So his back is to the Aron HaKodesh. Ve'einoy machzer panav lebeis haknesses, he doesn't turn around and face the shul. Nira kekoifer b'mishat tzibur mispalafonim. So he looks like he denies the one that the whole tzibur is davening to, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What he should be doing is turning around, facing the back of the Aron HaKodesh. In other words, he'll be facing opposite of the people. And if he doesn't do that, that's when Eliyahu killed, according to the Tosfos Girsa in Rashi, that's when Eliyahu killed that person who wasn't turned around. Says Tosfos, I don't like this shot of Rashi. V'loy nehira. The opposite, b'mahadur apel basic haknesses, if this person is behind the Marav wall and he faces Yerushalayim, if he would turn around towards the shul, mechzik yishtei reshuyes, then it looks like he is saying there's another deity here. Shahakol mispan lamarav, the whole tzibur is davening to the west, to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to the Shechina, to where the Ribbono Shlom is, v'hu mispal kenegdam l'mizrach, and he's faced in the opposite direction. So that can't be pshat here in the Gemara, that his Aveira is that he's standing behind the Marav wall, and he is not faced towards the Tzibur, because Tosfos says, Adarabba, that would look like there, that would be the case where it would look like there's another deity that you are praying to. Tosfos says in Rashi's case, there would be nothing wrong, and that would be appropriate and the right thing to do. It would be nothing wrong to face the west like the tzibur is, even though your back is to the Oren, because you are facing the direction of the Shechina in your Yerushalayim. Al Kain, therefore, Tosfos says, Nireh. My opinion is, Achori Beis HaKnesses. Achori Beis HaKnesses doesn't mean behind the Marav wall, it means behind the Mizrach wall. The entranceway is not considered the front of the shul. The entranceway is the back of the shul, because when the people are davening towards Yerushalayim in the west, where are their backs? Their backs are towards the east. So that's what's considered achore, basic in essence, even though you enter through the east. As we're going to see, Rashi says you enter to the east and you daven to the west. That's like what we did in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. The entranceway was in the east, but the Kodesh HaKadoshim was in the west. But that doesn't mean that the entranceway is the front of the shul. The entranceway is considered the back of the shul. Al kein nira achari beis knesses, mi shehu achari ha'am, he's behind the people b'mizrach. V'ha'am mishtachavim lamarav, the people are bowing down to the west. And he's behind the entranceway, which is to the east. That's why Abaye says, here's the problem. If you have your back to the shul, then you are davening to the east. Then it looks like you're davening to another deity. Your kofar in who the tzibur is davening to. What you should do is turn around and face in the same direction as the tzibur to the west. And your back should be outside the shul to the east. And that shows that you're davening to Hashem. And then Tosfos adds, "V'dafka heim shahoyim in hogam l'spal amarv." This whole situation is only in Bavel, where they used to daven to the marv. Aval anu, we in Europe, where Tosfos was, in France, anu mispalim l'mizrach, we daven towards Yerushalayim, which is it, towards the east, because we're in the west. Shana b'marav shel eretz yisrael uksev yispalu elecha derech artzam. To hear Tosfos brings that passage that you have to daven towards Yerushalayim. V'nirak himoy shapirush lahem letzad marav yispa aresh lanu letzad mizrach. So the same halacha will be by us, that we face the east and our backs are to the west. So if someone is behind the shul, behind the entranceway in the west, and he will turn his back to the shul, so then he's turning his back on the east, where the Shechina is, where the Beis HaMikdash is. He's facing the west. So he then looks like he's davening to a different deity. That is when he looks like he's kaifer. It depends where your country is located and in which direction you face Eretz Yisrael. that if you turn your back to that direction facing Eretz Yisrael, then it's considered that you are kofer in davening to Hashem. The Marsha points out that if you look in our Rashi on Daf Vavam and Beis in Brachas, you'll see that Rashi actually holds identical to Tosfos, because there's one word in our Rashi that's different in the girsa that Tosfos has in Rashi. Rashi on Vavam and Beis, top left-hand column, Divrei Amasal Achorei Beis HaKnesses, says, Kol Pischei Beis HaKnesses, Shehayu B'Mizrach, as we learned in the Tosefta and Megillah, Me'ein Migdash U'Mishkan, Pneyem Lamariv, Va'achoreyem Lamizrach. Their backs were towards the east, not like Tosfos brought down, Va'achoreyem Lamariv, which according to Tosfos Girsa in Rashi means the back of the shul is Mariv, and the gentleman is standing outside the shul behind the Orin in the western side. And then Tosfos didn't like Rashi's pshat because of that. Because if he's going to face the shul, then he looks like he's davening to a different deity. But rather, Rashi's girsa is v'achoreim, not l'mariv, as Tosfos had the word, but l'mizrach. Their backs are to Mizrach, and achore beis haknesses means the entranceway, which is considered the back of the shul, because that's where the backs of the people are. Then Rashi adds, v'amispal achore beis haknesses, if you're on the eastern side, ve'ena machzor panav l'beis haknesses, and you don't turn around towards the shul to daven in Bovel, to daven towards Mariv, nira k'kaifer mishat zibra mispal l'fonav. So the Marsha says, this is identical exactly to the pshat that Tosfos himself says. In fact, Rashi held of Tosfos' pshat. Tosfos had an erroneous girsa in what Rashi actually said. So it's not the achorei beis haknesses, the way Tosfos understood in Rashi, the back of the shul, meaning opposite the entranceway, the western part of the shul, where the Aron HaKodesh is, that's considered the back of the shul, and that's where the man is standing. But rather, the achoreim is the eastern part, where the entranceway is. That's considered the back of the shul, because that's the backs of the people when they're davening towards Mariv. And there, if a person is standing outside the shul, and he's facing Mizrach, he's not facing in the same direction, Mariv, towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then he is a koifer, then he acts like he is davening to a different deity. Now, we come back to our Yerushalmi, based on all of this, and it would appear that our Yerushalmi doesn't mention a word about turning your back around. However, if we look in the Rash Cirillo, in the right-hand column, Divrei Amaschol, Achorei Beis HaKnesses, he quotes Rashi, and we'll go through it very quickly, Pirush Rashi Zal, that Rashi in Brachas Vavam and Beis, the correct girsa in Rashi, called Pischei Beis HaKnesses on Hayah B'Mizrach, V'Hachitani B'Tosefta the Megillah, Me'ein Migdash U'Mishkan, V'Hayu Mispalalim Pneyem L'Mariv, V'Achoreyem L'Mizrach, V'Amispal Achorei Beis HaKnesses, V'Einem Machzor Ponov L'Beis HaKnesses, Nira K'Kaifer Mishat Zibra Mispal L'Fonov, V'Had Rav Huna Mokil Abai Per Kamen B'Loi Mahadar Ape L'Gabi K'Nishta. The time of Kedah Parishna, the basic class is Dumya the Migdash Mishkan. So the Rash Cirillo says that the reason is that it's compared to a Migdash Mishkan. L'chayre, it's only compared in Bavel, which is to the east, in North America, where we are to the west, then we can't exactly duplicate the Migdash and the Mishkan, because we are davening towards the east, so we can't copy the Migdash U'Mishkan. Only in Bavel could they copy, because they were to the east of Eretz Yisrael, they could daven to the west. But we see that the Rash Cirillo held that although the Yerushalmi doesn't mention what Abaye qualified the words of Rav Huna, that it's only when he doesn't turn his back around, so we said the Pashtus of the Yerushalmi's Mashma that he's a Rasha for not entering Shul, and if he doesn't enter in this world, he won't enter in the next world. But the Rash Cirillo seems to say that even though the Yerushalmi didn't mention it, the Yerushalmi holds like the Bavli, that the only Aveir, it's not when he's standing outside the shul and doesn't enter, but it's standing outside without turning your back in the direction which the shul is davening, which is towards Mariv. There are two Mahalchim in the next Gemara. One is the Pnei Moshe, and one is the Gilyoni HaShas. We will begin with the Pnei Moshe's Pshat. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamispal B'toif Beisoy, if somebody davens alone at home, Ki'ilu Makifoy Chomer Shel Barzel, it's as if he was surrounded with a wall of iron. The Pnei Moshe's Pshat is, on the second line, on top of the Omid, Kloimer, Ki'ilu Mukav Sav Mibli Pachad, he has no fear, he has like an iron dome. Ubatuahu Shatishma Tfilosoy, he can confidently feel that his tefillah will be listened to. In other words, it's a mila to daven alone at home where you won't be disturbed and you'll be able to properly be mechavet. So said Rabbi Yochanan. Ask the Gemara, Machuv Heshit, say to Rabbi Yochanan. It would appear that there's an inconsistency in the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, because Taman there, which was earlier in our Masechta, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Chiyim, Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Tzarech la'adam l'sbal b'makom shum yuchad l'tfilah. A person has to daven in a place which is set aside for tefillah, which b'pashtus means in a beis haknesses. V'koy Amar Ochen, and here he said this, which he just said, that there's a mila in davening in your house, b'yichidus, because you have a iron dome which gives you the strength that your tefillah will be answered and listened to. The Gemara answers, according to the Pnei Moshe's Pshat, Kan b'yachid v'kan b'tzibur. If you're davening at a time when the tzibur is not davening, you're davening an extra tefillah, so then the opposite, the house where you can concentrate, that's better, and daven at home. But if it's a time when the tzibur is davening, then you should not daven at home. You should daven in the shul. Then you have to daven in a place that's miyuchad for tefillah, the Beis HaKnesses. This is the pshat of the Pnei Moshe. However, a problem with this pshat is because in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tzadik, Seif Tes, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that even when a person davens by himself, not in the time of the tzibur, he should still daven in the Makom Kadosh in a shul. And according to the Pnei Moshe's Pshat here in Yerushalmi, would come out that if you're davening at a time when the tzibur is not davening, then the ideal place, the place which is going to give you protection like iron, which is going to give you confidence like iron, that your tefillah will be accepted, is in your home, not in the shul. This would seem to be against what we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tzadik Siftes. The Gilyoni Ashas's Pshat, in this respect, is better. The Gilyoni Ashas is just the opposite. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, let's go through the Gemara again. Hamispal b'toch beis, so if you daven at home, ki'ilu makifa chaymish al barzel, it's as if you're surrounded with an iron dome, meaning that your tefillah won't get out. There is a block between your tefillah and Shemayim. It's not good to daven by yourself at home. The Gemara asks, Machlof Hashit say to Rabbi Yochanan, we have a contradiction, because Taman there, Omer Rabbah, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Tzarech L'Adam L'Spal B'Makom Shehu Miyuchid L'Tefillah, that a person should daven in a place that's Miyuchid, which means even in your home. You have, let's say, your library in your home, and that's your place where whenever you daven at home, that's where you daven. That's a makom yuchad l'tfilah. Not like the Pnei Moshe's Pshat, makom yuchad l'tfilah means a shul. This means a place in your home that's miyuchad l'tfilah. So first you tell me, Rabbi Yochanan, that there's a separation of an iron wall. It's not good to daven at home. And then you tell me if you have a makom yuchad l'tfilah, you could daven even at home. The Gemara answers, kan b'yochid v'kan b'tzibur, which means that if it's the time when the tzibur is davening, so then it's a chaymish al barzel that's separating you if you daven at home, if you don't have any extenuating reason to daven at home. However, kan b'yachid, if it's not at the time when the tzibur is davening, then if you have a makom miyuchad l'tfilah in your own home, then you're allowed to daven there. So the advantage of the Gilyoni Ashas's Pshat is that it comes out that this Gemara is not a steer to the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Pnei Moshe's Pshat, you have to daven at home when you're not davening at a time of the tzibur. It's a chaymish al barzel. It's advantageous to daven in a place where you can concentrate. And the Shulchan Aruch says, not like that. When you daven b'yichidus, you should better to daven in a shul also. According to the Gilyoni Ashas's Pshat is, If it's a time of the tzibber, it's usher to daven at home. If it's not the time of the tzibber, when it's yachid, then that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, sorach ladam l'spal b'makushim yachid tfila. Find a place that's miyachid l'tfila in your own home. It's not at the time when the tzibber's davening, and then you're allowed to daven. But you don't have to. Even in such a circumstance, it's better if you would go down the street to the shul and daven your tfila in the shul. So the advantage of the Gionei HaShas's pshat is that it answers that steerer from the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tzadik, Siv Tes. However, I'd just like to point out that what's difficult with this are the words of Rabbi Yochanan that says, Tzorech l'adam l'spal, v'makom shem yochid l'tfila. According to the Pnei Moishe Pshat, yes, Tzorech, you have to daven in a shul. According to the Gionei HaShas's Pshat, this is trying to tell me that if it's not at the time of the Tzibur, then you may daven by yourself in a makom miyuchid in your home, which is miyuchid l'tfila. But it says over here the word tzorech, you have to. So that would seem to be a little difficult with the Gilyonei HaShasas Pshat. Continues the Gemara, Rav Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Yishia. Rav Pinchas said in the name of Rabbi Yishia, Mispal b'beis HaKnesses, as a person who's davening in a shul, ki'ilu makriv mincha tahayra. It's as if he is bringing a mincha. Here the Yifei Mara says the word tahayra does not mean, as it usually is, pure, but it means something special. There's an advantage of a person davening his tefillah in the makom kodesh of a basic nesses, matam. Where do we find a source for this? When the Navi spoke about tefillah of Klal Yisrael, he says, Kasher yaviyu b'nei Yisrael as ha-mincha, b'chli tohar beis Hashem. So it doesn't say libeis Hashem. The tefillah, so the Yifei Mar explains, the tefillah, a beis Hashem dike tefillah, a tefillah which is a Beis Hashem tefillah, that is like Klal Yisrael bringing a mincha in a special keli. The fact that it's in a shul, the shul is like a special keli that has within it, that contains within it, the tefillah. Rav Yirmiyahu b'shem Rav Avuah explained the pasuk, Dirshu es Hashem b'matzai, search out Hashem where he is found, Eichen u'matzui, where is Hashem found? The answer is, b'batik nesis, b'batim midrashis. The pasuk continues, k'ra'u, call out to him, b'yoysi karav, where he is close, Eichen u'karav, where is Hashem close? Again, b'batik nesis, b'batim midrashis. Amar b'yitzu b'rab lezer, v'loy oid, and not only is he close in and found in b'batik nesis, b'batim midrashis, to answer a person's tefillah right away, but Elosh Elokeyan, their God, Oymed Al Gabon, he's standing in the shul on top of the people who are davening to him. My Taima, where do we find a pasuk to indicate this? Elokim Nitzav Badas Kael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing when there's an Eidah, when there's a minion davening, Hashem is standing right there. A person davens, Hashem is standing there ready to fulfill his needs. The next three words, Bekarav Lakim Yishpat, is the end of the pasuk, which refers to the Indian of Hashem being a dayan, and there's halachas of dayanim that we learn out from this pasuk, but it would seem not to be relevant to our sugya, and other girsas take out these three words, although the Pnei Moshe here does have a pshat. But we will go with the girsa removed. My time, where do we see that Elikim Oymed Al Gaba? Because Elikim Nitzav Badas Kael. Continues the Gemara, Rav Chizda Omar, Zesh and Nichnas Beis HaKnesses, Sorech Lihikanes Lefnim Yishnei Dalal Tzoyis. He has to go inside of two doors. And the Gemara is going to bring a pasuk to show this. What is the pshat? He has to go in through two doors. So the Rosh Cirillo here brings the Gemara in the Bavli, Brachas, Daf, Chesom, and Aleph, where the Gemara asks, Shnei Psachim Salkadatach? Are you saying that literally there has to be two doors in a shul and he has to walk through two doors? Ala'ema. Sheer Shnei Psachim. But say it means the amount of space that two doors would take up. Klomar Sheyisha Milispalel Achikana Sheer Shnei Psachim. That he should wait to daven until he enters the shul, the space of two doors. Kedei Sheyichavim Libo. In order that he should prepare himself for tefillah. And another reason is that his seat should not be near to the exit of the shul, because then it looks like davening is a bother for him and he can't wait to get out, and that's why he has the closest seat to the exit way. So his seat should be the space of two psachim from the entrance. And so is the psak, in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzadik Sif Chaf. However, the Bach and the Magen Avraham say that it means literally that a shul should have two doors. In other words, a shul should have a lobby, a vestibule. A person enters from the street into the lobby, and then he enters through another door into the shul itself. The Bach sees this as being merames, that when we daven to Hashem, we have to daven directly to Hashem. We're not davening to, for example, a malach who will bring our tefillahs to Hashem, because the malach is in the outer sphere of influence. And our tefillahs go directly to Hashem, the inner sphere of influence. And how do we see this? From the way the shul is structured, that there are two doors and a person does not daven until he enters the second door. We have our davening directly without any intermediary to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Where do we see that you have to enter either the shir of Shnei Dalosos or literally there should be two doors to the shul? Matam. Ashrei Adam Shemeli, praiseworthy is the person who listens to me, Lishkoid al Dalsoisa Yom Yom, that he comes quickly and enters my doors. So it says it plural. Dalsoisai veloy dalti, not my door, but my doors. And then the pasuk continues there. Lishmor mezuzos pischi, he guards the mezuzos of my door. So again, the Gemara says, mezuzos v'loy mezuzas, it's in plural. Ask the Yifei Mara, of course it's in plural. Every door has two doorposts. What, from the word also I say I see two doors, not dalti, one door. But mezuzos could be two doorposts of one door. How would you see from this, shnei dalosos? So the Yifei Mara answers that the posse is referring to the klaf, and two mezuzos in plural means that you have two doorways. There are two doorposts for two doors on which, on those doorposts, we have the mezuzah affixed to the door that we're speaking about the cloth itself. Im asa kein mak siftamon. If a person did this, what is written there in that pasuk? Ki moitzoi, the one who finds me, matzachayim. If he enters the inner sanctuary of the shul, he's not on the outside, he finds Hashem himself. What has he found? He has found nothing less than life itself. Continues the Gemara, Rav Chuna Amar, Rav Chuna said, Zeh shehu hodol basic nezis, the person who goes to shul, tzorach lahaklus raglov, his feet have to be light. In other words, he has to move quickly. Matam, what's the source? Nedo, let us know Hashem, nirdifa, let us run, ladas es Hashem. He shouldn't schlep himself to shul, he should go with his reasons. Ukishu yoitzi, but when he leaves shul, that's not the time to run. Then tzorach lahalach kimo, he has to walk slowly. Matam, what's the source? Ki ata yu Hashem, tzadi, my steps, tispor. When a person walks slow, it's like he's counting every step, and that's the way he has to leave shul. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan, bris krusa, there is a covenant that has been made. Bris krusi, hayageya tamudi bebesek. That's a person who works diligently in his learning in shul, loy b'meher b'shakeach, and who adin in a beis hamedrash, he does not forget quickly what he has learned. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, anis naisa, Rabbi Yochanan Anis Naisa said, "Baris Krusahi Hayogeya Tamude Betzina." A person who learns Torah, he harvests in learning in private. Loi b'mehera humishakeya. He does not forget quickly. In other words, but he shouldn't do it in the marketplace. He should do it in a makom tzanua. Matam ves tzanuam chachma. With the people who are tzanua, they are modest and not in the public eye. There you have the chachma. Amar Rabbi Yochanan bris krusa he halo mit agada mitocha sefer. Person learns agadata, the homiletic portions of the Torah from a sefer. Loi b'meher b'shakech, again he will not forget it quickly. Amar Rav Tancham hasefer tamud, a person who when he learns he understands what he's learning clearly. He delves into it until he has a keen understanding of what he's learning. He won't forget it. Matam, where's the source for this? A person is commanded by Hashem not to forget the words that his eyes have seen, as the Pnei Moshe, the last Pnei Moshe in the left-hand column explains. Ries Ayin Shach B'Dvorim. What does seeing have to do with words that were heard from Hashem? Ella. Dehachi Kamar. This is what the pasuk means. Uletziv we lost it. It's a commandment for future generations. Hakoil who, the whole thing is to command us in the future. He shamer lecha pentovel idei shichas hadvarim. Watch out that you don't come to forget these words of Torah. Ki im kot haaseh. If you'll do the following, asher roei necha. If you'll make the words of Torah come alive as if you're seeing those words, that's how clearly you understand them. La'ayin, to delve into them. Ulahovin, and to understand them. Va'ozloi tishka. If you'll make Torah come alive as if you're seeing it with that clarity of vision, then Torah will not be forgotten. We are now going to begin a sugya which has to do with hatovas chalom, the person had a bad dream, and he wants to make that dream turn good. So the Bavli in Brachas, Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, tells us how a person can do that. And here the Yerushalmi is going to tell us. And although there are similarities between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, there are quite a few differences. One major difference is that the Nusach of improving dreams that we find here in the Yerushalmi is different than what we find in the Bavli, and which we use during Birchas Kahanim on Yom Tovim to make us have good resolutions of bad dreams. But besides the Nusach differences, there are also other halachic differences between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, which we will explain as we learn the sugya. Begins the Gemara. Rabbi Yoina b'shem Rabbi Tamchum Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Yoina said the name of Rabbi Tamchum, the son of Rabbi Chiya. Zeh shehu roya chalom kasher, a person who sees a difficult dream. Tzorach loimer, he should daven. He should say a yehi rotzen. Similar to the yehi rotzen that we have in davening in Birchas Kahanim, which is from the Bavli, as we mentioned. And what is the Yiratzen according to Yerushalmi? Yiratzen fenech Hashem alekai velekavisai. May it be the will in front of you, Hashem, my God, and the God of my forefathers. Sheyu kol chalamoisai shechalamti. That it should be that all the dreams that I've dreamed, bein belayla zeh, whether it's this night, bein bishar alelos, or other nights, bein shechalamti ani, whether I dreamed myself, bein shechomali acherim, or others dreamed about me, im toivim hem iskaimu olai, if they are good, let them be fulfilled, l'sason, or l'simcha, in joy, happiness, l'brocha, blessing, l'chaim, life, v'im l'dover acher, but if chas shom there for something ra, something bad, so you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can transform things. Kishem shafachta esmei hamora limasika. Just like you transformed the bitter waters of Mora to sweet. Umei yuricha yedei alisha limasika. And through Elisha you transformed the waters of Yericha to sweet waters. Veskilas Bilam ben Bor. The klala of Ben Bor. The klala of Bilam you have changed lebracha. Kain tafoich es kol chaloimus hakashin. So you should transform all the difficult dreams. Umash chomu li acherim, or the dreams that I dreamt, or those that others dreamt about me, should be transformed. L'toiva, l'vracha, l'refua, for healing, l'chaim, life, l'simcha, l'sosn, l'sholom, and for peace and happiness. And then we add three psukim, which in the Bavli are called the Gimel Hafuchais, the three psukim of transformation. The first one is Hafachta Misbidi Lamochali. You have transformed my lament into dancing. Pitachta Saki, you opened up my sackcloth. Vata Azreini Simcha, and you girded me with happiness. Laman Yizamecha Chavad V'lo Yidoim, in order that my neshama should sing out to you and not be stilled. Hashem Elokai L'olamai Deka, that I will never be stilled from singing out to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the second hafucha is, V'loy Ova Hashem Elokech L'shmoy El Bilam, Hashem did not want to listen to Bilam, V'yafuch Hashem Elokech L'chosak L'ol L'bracha, Ki Ahevch Hashem Elokech L'chosak L'ol L'bracha, Hashem transformed the klal of Bilam to blessing because Hashem loves you. And the third pasuk from Yirmiyahu, Oz Tismach Besula B'mochel, then a Besula will dance, be rejoiced with dancing, and together the old men and the young boys will rejoice and dance together. V'afachti, I will transform aveilam, their mourning, l'sosain, to joy. V'nichamtim, I will comfort them. V'simachtim, I will make them happy. Miyagoinam, from their grief. So these are the three hafuchos. Now, some of the differences between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are as follows. In the Bavli, there are two methods to improve a dream, Hatovas Chalom. One is to go in front of three people, and they are the ones who say Gimel Hafuchos, but they also say in the Bavli, Gimel Shloimos, three verses that have to do with peace, and Gimel Peduyos, three verses that have to do with redemption. Here in Yerushalmi, we only find the three psukim of Hafuchos. The three of Peduyos and Shloimos are not mentioned. According to the Bavli, you can either do in front of three people Hatovas Chalom, or you can do it through the Tefillah de Yerotzin at the time of Birchas Kahanim. However, according to Yerushalmi, both are merged together into one entity. In other words, you do the Yerotzin, the Tefillah, and the three Hafuchos together. And according to the Yerushalmi, you don't have to wait for Birchas Kahanim. You could do it at any time. According to the Bavli, the Psukim of the three Hafuchos are said by the three people that you're going in front of for Hatovas Chalom, as well as we mentioned the Gimel Peduyos and the Gimel Shloimos. However, according to the Yerushalmi, the one who dreamt the dream, he is the one, besides saying his Yerotzin, the Tefillah, he says the three Hafuchos. These are the various chilukim between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, besides that in the Nusach itself, there is substantial differences. Continues the Gemara. Afila Mel Shal B'Shalom Le'Yeshivena. The Gemara now quotes our Mishnah that if a person is in the middle of davening, even if a king asks him, greets him, he should not answer. Amar Rav Acha Hadod Amar Malchi Yisrael. The Mishnah is speaking about only Jewish kings, where we're not worried that the Jewish king will kill him if he doesn't respond. Avu Malchi Umasoilam. But by Gentile kings, Meishav Shilisham, he answers the greeting of the king, as the Rosh Cirillo in the right-hand column says. Why? Because Sakonika, there's a danger. Sakanta Chamira. And we know Sakanta Chamira Misura. Sakon is even more dangerous than, more difficult than Isser. So certainly when a Gentile king greets someone, even if he's in the middle of davening, he has to respond. Tani, it was taught in a braisa, Hoya Kaisav Hashem, if the sofer was writing the Shem Hashem, and when he writes the Shem Hashem, he has to have kavana that he's doing it for the Shem HaKadosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lishma, Lishem Kedushas Hashem, Kedushas Sefer Torah, if he's going to answer the king, he's not going to be able to concentrate. Afil Melech Shal B'Shalom Elo Yeshivanu. Even if a king asks, greets him, he should not respond. However, again, the Kesef Mishnah says, this is only by Malchei Yisrael, by Malchei Yisrael, where it's a sakana, he's allowed to interrupt and respond. Hoya Kaisav Shnayim Ashloisha Shemais, if he's writing two or three Shemais which were together, where do we find three names of Hashem together? Kegoyim, as we find in Yeshua Per Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Beis, Kael Elakim Hashem. Hareiz Egoyim Reso Echad Mian, he finishes one, and he asks Kavana for that one. Umeshiv Shilashom, and he answers, and then he does the other two. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Havi Yosef Kari Kumi Knishta the Bavel Bitsiparin. Rabbi Yochanan was sitting and he was reading. What was he reading? So in the Pnei Moshe it says that he was doing Mishnasa, he was learning. The Reb Chaim Knievsky in his Beer writes that he was saying Krishma. And where was he saying it? In front, Kumi Knishta. The Bavel B'Tziporin. In Tziporin, which was in Eretz Yisrael, there was a shul that was known as the Babylonian shul, because the Pnei Moshe says that the fourth line on the right-hand column, Shein Beis HaKnesset Achas B'Tziporin, V'Hayu Mechanin Oysah, Knishta de Bavel. They gave it a nickname, it's the Babylonian shul, even though it was in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Sheha Bavloyim Hayu Nechnasim L'Taycha. The ones who davened there were the Babylonians, so that's why it was called the Babylonian shul. So Rabbi Yochanan was sitting in front of the Babylonian shul in Tziporin, in Eretz Yisrael, and he was either reading Kriyishma or he was learning. Avar Achuna, a high official of the government, passed by the shul. V'loy komle mikume. He, the Rabbi Yochanan, did not get up in a sign of chashivas to the high official. He didn't get up. He didn't recognize him. Asun, so the servants of the king came. Bayin mimchune. They wanted to beat up Rabbi Yochanan. They took this as a sign of disrespect against their leader. Omar Loin, so the leader, said to them, Arpunya, leave him alone. Why? Benim Musa de Birya, who also, he is busy with the halachas, the laws of his creator, and he's doing something very important. And this high official understood that when he's doing such a thing, it's not the time for him to show recognition to a mere mortal. Continues the Gemara, Rab Chanin of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Alun, they appeared, Kume Antipusa de Kisrin, in front of a government official in Caesarea, Chamtun, he saw them coming in front of him, the Kum in Kumain, and he got up in front of them. Amrule, so his servant said to him, Min Kumoi Ilen Yudoi at Koim, you are getting up in front of those Jews? Why are you doing that? They're Jews. What are you standing up in front of? On my line. So he responded, Apeyon, their faces, the Malachim Chomis. I have seen that their faces are that of angels, as the Pnei Moshe says, that in the Divrei HaMaschil Antipuso, he says, Doimin hein pneim kipnei hamalachim v'ra'isi v'amarati. Their faces are like faces of angels. I saw them and I got up. Rab Yoinav Rab Yoisi Olun Kumi Arsekinas Bantuchya. Rab Yoin and Rab Yoisi appeared in front of a Roman general whose name was Arsekinas in the city of Antuchya. Chamtan, he saw them, become Kamea. He got up in a sign of respect when they appeared in front of him. Amrun Lay, his servant, said to him, the same thing. Min Kumei Ilen Yudoi at Koimlach. You are getting up in front of those Jews? Amar Loin. So he said to them, Apeyon Dahani, the faces of these two rabbis, Ano Chazi Bekirva, that's what always appears before me when I go into battle, Vinatzach. And whenever I see those faces, I win in battle, and I'm going to stand up in front of them. Rav Oven Al Kumi Malchusa, he went up to the king. Kinafik, when after he finished his business with the king, as he was leaving, when you leave a king, you walk out backwards. You don't turn your back, your neck to the king. But what he did was, he turned his back to the king. Va'as and the servants came, boyin miktalune. They didn't just want to beat him up, as we had in the story before. They wanted to kill him. V'chomen, but they saw a train zikukin dinar, two sparks of fire, nafkin mikadle, which were coming out of his neck, v'shafku, and they let him alone. L'kayim ashenem, right? This fulfills what it says in the pasuk. V'ro kolami aretz, all the people of the land will see, kishem Hashem nikra lecha, that the name of Hashem is called on you, v'yirumi mekha, and they will fear you. And we see in this story that that's what happened. They feared this man who has sparks of fire coming out of his neck. Tani Reb Shimon ben Yochai, v'ro kol ameo aretz, kishem Hashem nikra lecha. What is the kol being marbe? Kol afilu ruchais afilu shedim, even powerful winds, or even the shedim, which are spiritual beings that do bad in the world, which the Rambam says today we don't have the shedim anymore. But in the time when there was shedim, the power of Talmid Chacham was such that even Ruchais and shedim would be afraid of the Talmid Chacham and they would not do their bad work. There are several pshatim in the next Gemara. The Haredim brings down two pshatim. There's a pshat in the Pnei Moshe. We will learn the first pshat of the Haredim and that of the Pnei Moshe. Let us begin with the Haredim's pshat. Rav Yanai v'Rab Yoinasin Havi Metailin ba'Asartin, they were walking in the street, Chamtun Chad, a certain nobleman saw them, Vishol Bohoin, and greeted them. Omar Lohoin, he said to them, Shalmuchin Rabbi, much peace to you. Omrun, so they said, afil toyer, and here the Haredim's girsa instead of the word chaverois, argoiris, habrios. Afil toyer, abrios, ain alena lera, is not doing evil to us. Let us see how the Haredim learns pshat. Left-hand column, divrei maskal afil toyer, habrios, ain alenu, means, afil mishu ikur beumois. Even someone who's a chash of a person amongst the nations, Yafion Hadoran v'Toyran. He has the toyar. He has the form of a man of stature, and he's handsome, good looking. Shayor royal liyosei name alein l'rah. Normally, such a person would be jealous of us. Mekane lamo ein anu sharm daten. Why don't you keep our faith? He would see the rabbanon as a competition to him. And he would have an evil eye out for the Chacham. Mikol Malkum, Bechemles Hashem Aleinu. Hashem had mercy on us. Ein Mekanin. They don't have jealousy. V'chol Shekhan Apchusim. If these handsome men of stature don't have jealousy, certainly lower ones. V'zeh Amru Deir Shevach V'edol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said this as a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Charedim changes the word Chevras to Briyos, Habriyos. And he also, there's a problem with the Haredim that it has no shaychus with the immediately preceding Gemara, which spoke about Vero kol amei ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikra lecha, and the kol is mar beruchos and shadim. What connection does this Gemara have? However, according to the Pnei Moshe, we don't make a change in girsa. We leave it chaveres. And according to the Pnei Moshe, this will have a shaychus with the shadim. Let us see the Pnei Moshe inside. Divri Amaschel Basaltan, which he explains means Berchov, in a street. They were walking in a street. Ra Oisen Echad Mehem, one of them. What's one of them? Means from the Gemara before. The Shadim. We said that Vero Kol Ami Artski Shem Hashem Nikar Alecha, the Kol is Marb, even Shadim. They were once walking on the road, and one of them, meaning one of the Shadim, saw them. Va'amar Lehem, and the Shade said to these two Tamir Chacham, Shloim Chem Rabbe. Yishlam chem yirbe, you should have a lot of peace. Va'amru, and they said, afilu toyer chaveris, climber. What does that mean? Af shehu noig der chavrusa imam. V'loy amr shalom raboisa. The Shei didn't address these great Tamir Chachamim properly by saying, peace to you, our Rebbe. Give them covet. No, it was like, peace to you, buddy. You're like my friend. So, once a person is not treating you with covet, there's a danger, maybe he feels he's on your level that he can harm you. We don't have to worry about him doing anything bad, even though he didn't treat us with respect. We don't have to worry that he didn't treat us with respect. Because as we said before, even though he's not treating us with respect, but harming us, he won't harm us because he does have fear. So according to the Pnei Moshe, we don't have to change the girsa, and this Gemara immediately follows the Gemara of Shadim and has a very strong connection. According to the Haredim, this Gemara is really similar to the Gemaras we had before of the stature that the Tamir Chachamim found in the eyes of many of the Gentile rulers. So this would be a similar Gemara to that, but we'd have the problem that it has no shaychus with the immediate preceding Gemara of the Shadim. Continues the Gemara, Resh Lakish Minhagu Boy Raisa Sagin. He was harving and learning very deeply. He was involved in his learning in a very deep level. Havenafik Leila Bar Mitchuma. He wandered out, as he was thinking and learning, he wandered out of the Tchum of the Shabbato, the Tchum Shabbos. V'hula Yoda. He didn't realize that he walked out of the Tchum. L'kayim HaShanamra, to fulfill that what it says in the Pasuk. Bahavasa, when a person has such love for Torah, Tishge Tomet, he will constantly err, like he will make mistakes, like Resh Lakish, who unknowingly went out of the Tchum Shabbos because he was so engrossed in his learning. Rab Yudin Bar Yishmol, also Minhagi Bar Raisa Sagan, he was very engrossed in his learning. Havis Gulsei Sharminei, his cloak slipped off. The Chakina Mizdaro Lo, and a snake was guarding it. Amrulei Tamida, his Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, Haguz Chashriya, your cloak slipped off. While you were so engrossed in learning, your garment fell off. Amar Loin, he said to his Talmidim, Velesahi Rishisa Zahirulei, isn't that Russia referring to the Nachash? Isn't that snake guarding it? What are you worried about that my cloak slipped off? The snake is guarding it. From these two stories, we see how engrossed the great Talmid Chachamim were in their learning that they didn't realize what was happening around them.